After a long week of news, this seems like a good moment to turn off the television, to log off social media, and to go out for a long walk in the woods. In Peterborough, the local library has teamed up with the Harris Center to offer a guided approach to communing with nature. It's called Forest Bathing, and HPR's Todd Bookman took part.
Just on the edge of Peterborough's Sheeling Forest, a man in hiking gear is doing toe touches and some light stretching. In retrospect, the limbering up is a little over the top. At noon, Susie Spickle calls the guy over. He and about 15 other people form a circle for an introduction.
So I want to welcome everybody to forest bathing. And in case you're concerned that we might actually be bathing, no.
Spickle is a naturalist with the Harris Center. She's dressed in blue jeans and brown boots and is totally in her element. Forest bathing is a Japanese technique, a method for using the environment to achieve greater wellness and relaxation.
So we're going to enter into the forest through a gateway, sort of a path there. And when we enter there, we're going to enter into what we call forest time, really where we're slowing down and being surrounded by the trees and the woods. And we're going to do a coyote walk, which is a very slow heel-to-toe walk. It's just very slow, and you don't have to worry. Just be the coyote that's in you.
It's kind of fun to walk this slowly, or at least to watch other people walk this slowly. Down a path into the woods we go.
Let's take a deep breath and feel the difference in air now that we're in the forest. The difference in temperature, difference in light, difference in sound.
There aren't rules for forest bathing, and if there were, they wouldn't be strictly enforced. You're encouraged to reach out and touch trees, touch leaves, bend down and touch moss. Spickle and her co-instructor, Marilyn Wisga, lead the group with some gentle prompts.
As you breathe, listening to the sounds that trees make, the rustles, squeaks, the scrapes, the quaking.
A breeze kicks up and the canopy comes to life. The group moves a little deeper into the woods, a little deeper into forest time.
So we're going to invite you to find a tree. Find a tree that's really speaking to you. And you're going to go spend a little bit of time having a conversation with that tree.
The bathers fan out. It's hard to get into the mind of a tree. What it thinks, what it would say right in this moment. Maybe it's a, hey, thanks for finally noticing. After a few minutes of conversation, the group reassembles.
And what I want to share with you is we've listened to the trees. Some of us maybe smelt the trees. We've touched the trees, we've sat with the trees, we've conversed. Now we're going to taste the tree.
The eastern hemlock, its needles like breath mints, officially rescinds that thank you.
What I like to do is kind of put it in my mouth, chew it right in the front, and then kind of breathe in at the same time, and it really amplifies the flavor of it.
Spickle pets the tree like a good dog, thanks the participants, and everyone exits the forest. Even if you hike or hunt or get into the woods regularly, the forest bathing approach creates a different sensation.
When I was sitting by a tree, for example, at the end, I could see about 50 little birds flying like, you know, a foot or two off the ground. And I thought, well, you know, I wouldn't have noticed that if I was just hiking or, you know, trying to move through the forest quickly. So there's something about slowing down.
Exactly. That's what it is. It's time. And sometimes you think you don't have time, and you probably do.
That's Jim Hannon and Susanna Tumanoff, fresh from forest bathing, still operating on forest time. They coyote walk to their cars and head home feeling a little better than when they arrived. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.